Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In Acts chapter 3, verses 1 through 10, the Bible says, "Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, Look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I unto thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and his ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God, and they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the Beautiful gate of the temple, and were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him." Pentecost is over. The church is seeing mega growth, and this denominational temple or this religious crowd is growing more and more bitter with these Christians. The temple was not the church. It was man's religion. It was the Hebrew place of worship, so to speak. The scribes and the Pharisees were the leaders in the temple, and they were the ones who killed Jesus. Outside the temple sat a lame man. He had never walked in his entire life. His parents and those who knew him would put him outside the temple every day so that he could beg a few pennies to survive. He needed help, not pity. By the way, people with special needs just need help. They don't need pity. He has sat at that gate of these religious people trying to get help his whole life, but it never filled his tummy. Peter and John, are walking by. They see this lame man. By the way, did you notice? These two great men of God saw the least and most needy. They weren't looking for the rich and powerful. They were looking for the one that had need. They called him and he expected maybe some money or some food. And I'm so glad that these men of God noticed the one in need. They weren't trying to reach the popular or the powerful. They wanted to reach someone in need. Peter looks on this crippled man and says, Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have I give thee. Then Peter tells the man, In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Peter reaches out his hand and helps the man stand to his feet. When his body gets vertical, he's so excited that he begins to jump up and down. He leaped, the Bible says. The man who has never stood on his own two feet ever in life is now walking and leaping. And he goes into the temple with Peter and John, and he's praising God. He wasn't praising Peter and John. He was praising God. Eventually, everybody in the temple sees what's going on, and a crowd gathers because they know this man. He's there every day. And they see now that he's walking, They couldn't believe it. Peter and John then begin to preach to the crowd that gathers so that more and more people could hear the gospel. Let me give you a few thoughts today. Number one, to get a miracle, you have to be in need of a miracle. If there is no need for a miracle, there will be no miracle. And may I say this, most people really don't want a miracle because you have to be in a pretty bad situation, a pretty tough situation to need a miracle. Miracles are not just for me to get something I want. A miracle is there so that more people can hear the truth. I want you to notice, I'm sure there were many crippled people. I'm sure there were many people in need, but this is a man who Peter and John helped that were able to get the gospel to more and more people. You see, this may sound strange to you. The ones needing a miracle usually aren't seeking it on their own. This man was not asking people to heal him. He was just asking for enough money for food for the day. People who need a miracle are usually too busy to be looking for it. They're just trying to survive. We need to get busy doing all we can and let God take care of what we cannot do. As we built this church building, we did not have the money. There was often times that I wasn't sure where the next payment was coming from for what we needed, but we saw God bring hundreds of thousands of dollars in to help us and secure the loan. We just kept going till we could go no farther. We kept giving as we were supposed to do and let God take care of what we could not do. Number two, God performs miracles. People don't perform miracles. No person has the ability to do a miracle. There's no such thing as a faith healer. There's no such thing as God using man to heal somebody. No, God is the healer. Praying to saints can't help you get a miracle. You see, the world looks at science as God, but they even lie about their own God. They believe in evolution, global warming, and everything else. Man wants to be his own God is the problem, but God is the only one who's going to provide a miracle. Man's pride is too evil to handle the power of healing. Peter was very careful to give Jesus' name as the healing name. You see, this man was praising God, not Peter and John. And number three, seeing God's miracles and seeing God's power gives you a boldness to stand for right. Did you know that doing good will bring evil attack? And the more right you do, the more attacks will come? These battles are not about you. They're about the word of God and getting right done. If you keep reading in Acts chapter 3 and 4, you find out the religious people were attacking this man for getting healed. Satan is going to tempt you with what the world calls peace if you just stop. Stopping lets the devil and sin and wrong win. Don't listen to Satan. Keep on going. Let God's power work through you. Don't get mad or discouraged or bitter with opposition. It means you're going the right way. Let's not blame God for the problems. Let's praise God for the problems. That means we're going the right direction. If the world is opposing us and they're causing conflict, it means we're putting a hurting on the devil. You see, that's what God means about miracles. Do you really want one? Let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day. From the Pastor's Heart, this is Pastor Craig Bush.
Thank you for listening to the Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.